Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, let's go, bitch.
Okay, let's go real quick. Okay. So first and foremost, we've got Chanel here, which congratulations on your makeup line. Amazing. It arrived. I was like, what is this dreamy little package? And no, then
I was so excited to send it to you.
I felt really special.
Because you're so pretty.
You.
I'm like, she's going to look so beautiful in my makeup.
Well,
yes.
You are stunning and congratulations.
Thank you.
We had Caroline Stansberry in here. I always say her name wrong.
Yeah.
Stanberry.
I call her Trashberry.
Oh, hold on, she said you were getting along this season.
We actually get it. We're getting along. I still can call her the beach Trashberry, but we're still getting along.
You're getting. She said that her biggest issue is with Brooks this season.
Yes, it is true. She did not lie.
And who is your biggest issue with?
I have a lot of big issues with a lot of people.
You do?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
So who do you feel closest with then?
Right now, I'm very close to, you know, it's so funny that we're in BravoCon a year.
Yeah.
Later, and last year I wasn't like close to Stanbury, I wasn't close to Sarah, nor was I close to Brooks. And this year, coming back into BravoCon, I'm actually really close to three of them. Like, I just went on a vacation with Sarah and Brooks in Seychelles for like 6 days.
Nice.
And we had the best time ever.
And this is off camera.
This is off camera, yes, off camera. We just had 6 days having good time, laughing, connecting, showing love to each other. And I got to learn a lot about them. Because with Sarah, she is the most fun human being you can ever meet. Like outside camera, and I want her to show it more, but she's local Emirati.
I was going to say, I need to see it
yeah,
more because she seems as fun as me, which is not that much fun.
No, she is so much fun. You get to see her, you know, you get to see more of her this season. She opens up more because you have to understand, as a local Emirati girl, she has to care, just like me from my culture.
Right.
When I opened up about my FGM, I was so bullied about it because it's not something that you talk about or you explain it or you ever mention it. So I got a lot lot of backlash on it. So with her, it's the same thing. So she's like very careful what she does, what she says, but she's such a good bitch.
Yeah.
Like, she's amazing. So, yeah. And I get along with somebody. Of course, I had to. If she didn't, I would fuck the bitch up.
Yeah, of course.
So it was in her favor for her to be friends with me.
Well, we have to talk also for a second because Tamara's not in here. So we're going to have to gossip about her for a second.
Yes.
She is in a little bit of a dispute with your cousin. And I need to know how. Are you first cousins? What is this?
No, we are actually really cousins.
And how? Like Heather Gay Whitney cousins?
No, we are actually really fucking related. We are first cousins. Like, not like Heather and Gray. Who are they first? Like, like how are they related? I'm confused. Is it like Mormonism? No, we're not like that. We're actually related.
Okay, so you're actually related.
We're blood related.
Okay, blood related.
Yes, and was I pissed with Tamara to talk shit about my cousin? Absolutely.
But, by the way, she didn't even talk shit. She just said she seemed like she was trying hard to secure her apple. Would you be pissed about that?
I don't think she was. Actually, my honest opinion is I feel like she... I don't want to hear about fucking cheese over and over again. Like, who the fuck... I don't even fucking eat cheese. I'm lactose intolerant. Like, why would my cousin be talking about cheese? She was over it. And you know, reunion goes for 8 hours. She had a fucking good point. Let's talk about why you don't want Jenna in the show.
But,
let's talk about important fucking conversations.
But why did all the other girls seem so confused about not...
Exactly, which is fucking fucked up. Because Uber had a fucking good point. If they had listened to her and she had explained herself, she had fucking good points more than all of those bitches sitting there.
Yeah.
Period.
True.
And I was pissed watching it. I'm not going to lie. Because she's like, let's not talk about cheese. Let's talk about how you guys didn't want Jenna. I want to know why they didn't want Jenna in the show. Don't you want to know that? Or do you want to know about cheese from supermarket?
Well, I just want all... I can't even keep a straight face. Well, here's the thing that I just found odd was it never seemed to me like Uba and Jenna had an issue with each other.
They didn't have an issue. They don't have an issue because I know they're actually really good. She just wanted to know.
She wanted to out the people who are fake.
Yes. She wanted to out the fake snakes out there.
Who do you think's the biggest snake on New York?
I think, to be honest, from what I was watching, I think Erin and Sai and Janelle, what's her name? Giselle, which I love Giselle so much.
Oh, Jessel.
I love her. But they needed to talk about why they didn't want Jenna in the show because I love Jenna in the show. I think she's a good
But she's not a BravoCon right now.
Huh?
She's not here.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean,
we need to get to the bottom of it.
She's fucking Jenna Lyons.
We
from what I know. She goes to Met Gala. Why the fuck would the bitch be here?
But have you been to the Met Gala?
That's the fucking dream. That's what I'm saying. She doesn't fucking need to be here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like you could be at the Met Gala.
I am so fucking Met Gala.
I feel like you're Met Gala.
I am. I was just in Vogue Arabia. I should be in fucking Met
Gala. I'm like at the Schmet Gala. There's
I don't believe that. So yeah, do I support my cousin? Yeah. She has some good fucking points.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, is there any family drama or anything that goes on with you that hits to your core in Dubai this year?
No, I don't have family drama. I'm not going to lie. I just, like, a lot of things that happened with me opening up. So I come from a very closed up culture.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody ever talks about FGM. Like, I think I'm the only person ever on TV talking about it and, like, speaking about it and really trying to stop it. So when I did that, it's normal in my culture to do that. Like, it's a normal situation.
Right.
But me speaking out against it, it's like, what the fuck? Like, you shouldn't do that because yeah. this is who we are. You know what I mean? So in that way, it was a hard situation. I was very depressed. I was thinking a lot of fucked up shit in my head. Like, when I opened up the story, because I didn't know how. Okay, so when I opened up my story, it was just for 5 people.
Right.
Right. And then all of a sudden, the whole entire world sees it.
And they weigh in.
And then I'm going to the mall. I'm going to the supermarket. I'm dropping my child in school. And people are like, oh, my God, we love you. You're so funny. But in my head, I don't see them saying I'm funny like that. I see them seeing me as the girl that has FGM more than anything else. And so when it came out, I was really depressed. I was in such a bad, dark place. I hated my life. I hated who I was. And hearing all this bulliness towards me, it really broke me down. And I never experienced depression. I'm fucking African. We don't know what the fuck depression is. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh. So people do get depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel...
Yeah, bitch.
Do you feel... Do you feel like there's anyone you can truly trust?
In the show?
Yeah.
In my show? You know, to be honest, I'm not going to lie. The girls in my show are very supportive.
They are.
Like, I got a lot of support from Stambria. I got a lot of support from Sarah, Brooks, Lee, like everybody.
And we heard there's a new girl.
Yes, Talin.
Are we going to like her?
Frank.
Yes.
Come sit here.
I was just sitting quietly in a corner.
I know.
Frank, you're actually, you. we're, in a dispute, me and you, right now.
Why do you have a dispute with Frank? Frank is the nicest person.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Congratulations. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Why are you having Frank?
Like, because Frank he is made me nicest. Lose $100.
Oh, that's not a lot of money.
Exactly. I know, right? Tell, right?
I'm African. That is fucking nothing.
Right?
It's like two chickens.
What animal did you bring? Why am I blanking?
Animal?
I didn't bring an animal today.
No, you did.
A goat. A goat.
You brought the goat.
The goat.
Oh, I brought the goat and I gave Andy Cohen chicken.
I want a goat.
Oh,
and
I'll give you one.
You should have brought
They
a
asked
goat.
Me today, do you want Tamara in your show in Real Housewives? I was like, no, thank you, because she's good where she is.
Are you mad at me because Uber got mad at me?
Why would I be mad at you? Oh, because you pissed off my cousin. Absolutely. No. Blood comes first.
No. I sent her a very nice message. I said, Uber, no, I actually love you.
To Uber?
Yes. I told her I absolutely loved her. I wanted to see more of her on the show.
I watched because she sent me the episode because I don't get episodes in Dubai. So she sent it to me. And I thought they should have talked about everything she had. She had a lot of good, great points.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Yes.
So my conversation with her was, I said,
close the door, please. Thank you.
I just want to say hello. I'm
no.
You did invite me to your party, but I basically
get
came in.
Get your fucking balls
no,
over
I swear
here.
To God, I invited you to my party.
I know.
But we are like, Jeff.
Hey, you, party?
You didn't
said, no,
invite me,
Jeff.
Jeff, my cousin invited
me. I love that you gave me a hard time and you didn't invite me. Jeff, have a seat if you'd like.
But did you notice in the reunion, Uber would try to make a point and all the girls just looked at her like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because that's fucking fucked up. She had a good point.
Yeah.
Because she, like, I don't want to hear about cheese. It makes me diarrhea. It makes me bloated. It makes me feel like shit. She had a point. I want to know why they didn't want Jenna. I want to know why they are fake. And I want to know all those stuff. That's more interesting to me than fucking cheese.
So why do you think they wouldn't show her point of view?
I don't fucking know.
Yes.
Was
I just want to say goodbye.
Yes.
That's all. I just came in to say hello.
Jeff, do you get diarrhea from cheese?
Oh, sorry, what?
Do you get diarrhea from cheese?
I don't. I'm not lactose intolerant at all.
So
not at all.
Jeff,
you're so lucky.
I guess I'm lucky.
So that's what I was talking to her about. So
yeah,
there's a lot of people
Tamara,
out there.
Tamara,
okay,
if you attack my blood, I'm going to fucking piss you off.
And I love that about you because as you should.
Yeah, I'm very loyal and that's my blood.
No, but do you understand? I didn't attack her.
Why are we so angry? I don't understand. Why are we so upset?
What did you say?
I said, I don't understand where Uber was coming from.
It's like a party.
The viewers don't understand why she was coming from Jenna.
She maybe has had a lot.
I go,
she wasn't coming from Jenna. She wanted Jenna to know that they did not want her in the show.
I know, but
she's not even on Real Housewives in New York, is she?
So whose problem is that? Fucking production.
Yeah, but I wanted to hear more.
Because you know how the show is. Most of the show, it's editing, and some of the stuff doesn't get in there.
Okay. Well, I told her.
Oh, sorry. Jeff has to talk. Okay, Jeff, go on.
I don't have to talk at all. I love Uber. I just spent like an hour with Uber.
I know. I was coming to meet you with her. And then I fell asleep because I'm jet lagged. She invited me to come meet you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, who didn't invite me to meet you?
We all.
You.
Oh!
What are you talking about?
You didn't invite me.
She was not invited
me
to your party.
You're so
That's why she
crazy.
Invited you to this party.
Check your DMs. Honestly, if you were towards the top of my list. You were not on the top, but you were the close
was
to the top.
I swear.
Of course. Yeah. You were like my number one. But
you didn't invite me, Jeff.
Honestly, I'm going to go fucking get Shane right now because that is not
Shane.
True.
It's true. 100%. I want to see the invite, Jeff.
This is a fight.
I want to see the invite.
End of story. We adore her. We love her on the show. She's beautiful.
Cheers.
She's sweet. She's
Cheers.
Kind.
Cheers.
And we love her.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.